KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about an El Paso mayor who was very much for the birds. And can you say pigeon stew?
El Paso deputy city clerk makes the city money in a unique way. A July 1920 article from the El Paso Herald Post tells the story of how tender pigeons or squabs from the City Hall pigeon farm were supplied to and served in the home of Mayor Charles Davis on many occasions. Deputy City Clerk G. Norman Gorman explained his unique way of saving and making money for the city by providing these delicious pigeons or squabs that he had discovered years before living in the ornate cupola located on the top of the City Hall building. Hundreds of pigeons had made home on top of the City Hall for years in nature's own pigeon farm, just waiting to be harvested. Gorman would collect the young birds and sell them, returning the money to the city coffers. Gorman further detailed that it was 100% profitable business for the city, as there was no cost to feed or house the birds, as they fed on their own and lived contently in the cupola. He also said there were so many birds living in the cupola that Mr. Gorman kept the dinner tables of the mayor, himself, and other employees and officials of the city very well supplied with succulent squabs. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
You ready for a pigeon taco?
Yeah, you like that. Hey, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
I hope not.
I go through newspapers.com and I look up the old papers from El Paso, and there's stories I can't put into a minute or a minute and a half, but there's so much stuff that is just amazing.
Well, El Paso was a prolific place to begin with, and it was kind of unusual because out in the middle of nowhere, this is where it was. If it was going to happen around here, it happened in El Paso.
Oh, my
pigeon
gosh.
Pigeon stew? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people still, they go out and they hunt dove and everything. You're talking a small bird.
It's just you call it something else, it tastes different.
Well, it was squab. You know, that's the fancy way of saying pigeon, you know.
But that whole crowd is, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
But I mean, you're doing this for the History Alliance, and they're huge.
Oh, I know. You know, and
45,000 on Facebook?
More probably than that now, and they just pass it on, and it's just a great way of doing it. And if you want to get involved, call Bernie Sargent at 581-7920. And another thing, like newspapers.com, you can go to Facebook pages like Remember in El Paso When, and they've got thousands of followers and pictures
now
and stories.
Oh,
gosh, it's great. You've got the pictures, you know, you can see and all these great stories of El Paso and the region. And that's managed by Barbara Givenbaney, and she has some wonderful helpers like Rick Duncan this week we're talking about. And they really keep it up and going because it takes a lot of work to do that.
All right, let's talk about Mission Trail. Shall we do that?
We shall do that.
As I mentioned in the first hour, it took me till I was 45 years old to figure out that Socorro Road, the Camino Real, and the Mission Trail were one road. I didn't know that till I came back to El Paso and got some education. So today we're going to talk about the Mission Trail crowd, the first Thanksgiving people. They're doing it this year in Socorro, Texas, another mission. And it's a full program of history entertainment. So we welcome today Shelby McHugh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking to the gizmo there.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Donna Ramirez. Good morning. Now we are. Oh, I need to turn. That's my fault. I got to turn on Donna. 3, 2, 1.
There she
Hello,
is.
Hello, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Oh, we got you now. So there you are. And you guys are with the El Paso Mission Trail Association, one of the longer-standing promotional groups around here. Cooked up, I believe, originally by what is that the one that Sheldon Hall cooked up?
Sheldon Hall. Yes, that's right.
What do you know about that history?
Well, Sheldon Hall found
that the Socorro Mission was in disrepair, and he wanted to help. And what he did was he established the nonprofit, which became the El Paso Mission Trail Association. And in that, he was able to receive the grants as a nonprofit in order to help restore the two missions and the Presidio.
Back in the day, the county of El Paso and the city of El Paso each contributed quite heavily to the Mission Trail Association to jointly promote our area.
That is true.
And then the CVB came along, decided they wanted that money for their own purposes, took it away, and the county was left with it. And I thank you guys for continuing on without actually very much official support. Now, Shelby, aren't you the current president of this organization?
Yes, I'm very happy to say that they invited me in and let me join, and they didn't do a very detailed background check, obviously. but so here I am as president of the Mission Trail Association, and we really thank you, Jackson, and Melissa for allowing us to come on your show this morning and talk about the Mission Trail and the wonderful historical event that we're commemorating. It'll be a week from this Sunday on April 22nd.
So yours is on a Sunday, the 22nd.
Correct.
What exactly is going to happen, when and where on that?
We will begin about 8:30 that morning with a parade that will go from Cougar Park, and it will go to Socorro Mission. It'll last about 30 minutes, and everyone's welcome to join in the parade, and you get a chance to walk the Camino Real.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to do?
And also, that Cougar Park was, do you know what happened at Cougar Park on the 400-year celebration? That's where it was. They had the quadricentennial at the at Cougar Park.
Oh.
I went to that thing. It was a huge event. And so you're going to start there and go up to Socorro Mission, and then what?
And then it gets even better.
Oh, what happens?
We will be having the raising of the flag, and that will be done by the Fort Selden reenactors.
Oh, my.
So that's going to be exciting. It's going to be a gigantic flag will be raised by the city of Socorro. And so that is a wonderful thing. And while you are there honoring our flag, the Bel Air Highlanders bagpipe band will be playing while the flag is being raised.
So that's early in the morning on the
22nd. It's all on
Sunday.
The 22nd, and from 9 to 6 that day. And there's so many activities for the family. We really want to get a good turnout, have everyone come out and see what this commemoration is about. And just to set the perspective, we ought to know what it is that we're commemorating. And what better way as a lead-in is to perhaps talk about Tom Lee, who in his 1938 mural Pass of the North, which is on the wall at the old federal courthouse. And the inscription below that mural read this: "O Pass of the North, now the old giants are gone. We little men live where heroes once walked the inviolate earth." So that's part of the commemoration, isn't it, Jackson?
It
is. This chance for us to come together and celebrate our history, celebrate the preservation of our history, and to pass that cultural heritage down to the next generations. And so that is why we have the first Thanksgiving, to celebrate the history of the Southwest and the opening of the Southwest to colonizers who came in and changed the face of North America.
Okay, if you didn't know this, you should realize that there was a huge colonization effort led by the Spaniard named Don Juan de Oñate, 1598. He took off from central Mexico in January, hit here along about April, May, that time frame.
He left from, I believe it was Santa Barbara, northern Chihuahua.
That's where the mission stepped off.
Right. And I believe that was in February. And so they head north to begin the colonization. The caravan was at least 3 miles long.
Probably longer.
Probably longer. I've heard some people say it might have been 7 miles.
But can you imagine, and you're a Native American, and you got this trail next to the river, and you're used to seeing maybe an animal go up and down it, or a friend from across the way, and whoa, all of a sudden a cloud shows up in the distance, and that cloud turns into these guys on horses, and you had never seen a horse. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what that must have been
horse
like?
Horse or oxen like that?
And none of those. I mean, and they're rolling on these wagons. What's a wagon? A carreta? They had no idea. So can you imagine being that native dude saying, oh my, things are changing.
Them's aliens.
But so that's the point, though, is that that's the Mission Trail. That's the Camino Real, and it was established by Don Juan de Ayotte in 1598. And what you're doing about it is taking the Sheldon Hall attitude of, hey, let's promote this. Now, what did he do that was unusual?
Well, I think it was really a mission fraught with peril. What I like to imagine is that this is really was really hard for them. They almost starved and died of thirst, and it was a long journey. And the fact that they even got here was amazing. So they were grateful, and it was just sort of miraculous to them that they made it to the Rio Grande. And I like to focus on the difficulty of the journey, because we don't face that kind of difficulty anymore. You know, we can just pop in a car and go where we need to go and be in air conditioning and all that sort of thing. And I like to convey that to the actors that, you know, they were probably very hot, just because it is late April, and they were wearing lots and lots of clothes, because that's just what Spaniards wore. And and the dust, you can see it with our dust storms happening the last couple of days. It may have been a very dusty, very tough journey. And so I like to think that they really accomplished something just by getting here.
So you're the costumer for the Mission Trail Association annual reenactment this year of the first Thanksgiving.
Correct.
And that's what I was asking about Sheldon Hall. What did he do different? He picked out that was the first Thanksgiving, whether it was or not. We're going with it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful concept, because, you know, thanks were given when they arrived and when they were grateful to have a safe place to stop. And a massive Thanksgiving was given, and it's part of the record, and it's official. And so we know this took place. And so, yes, we're going to go with that, definitely.
Well, whether it was first or not, I mean, you can argue. We mentioned earlier maybe Coronado had a Thanksgiving somewhere in central Texas. But
yes.
But this is the biggest one that we can be aware of. And this is the one that we like to put up against the pilgrims.
Yes, that's right.
It beat 1621.
Yeah, yeah, by that many years, 23 years.
Yes.
Yeah, and 23 years.
So Shelby McHugh is in here. He is the president of the El Paso Mission Trail Association, and Donna Ramirez, who is the costumer for the event of the day. And now, what time of day on the 22nd Sunday at Socorro Mission, what time of day does the pageant?
The reenactment. The pageant or the reenactment will be at 4 o'clock, and we have a wonderful director named Mr. Joe Estala, and Joe Estala is multi-talented. He himself is an operatic singer, but he also composes, and he is a teacher out at Pebble Hills High School, and he's got a large group of kids. We're going to be costuming 40 actors in this play.
From the high school?
From the high school, okay. Pebble Hills High School. And these kids are just amazing. They're all quite talented, and it's lots of fun to costume all of them, because they, you know, we just feed off of their young energy, and they are very, very good. And it's in the form of a play/musical. So the songs that you hear will be Mr. Estala's compositions.
Oh, he's very good. I've watched him a couple of times do this. And he has a keyboard in front of him, and he's waving his other hand that he's not playing with.
Yes,
he's waving it at the students to direct them. And oh, it's amazing to watch him. He was in here once. I thought he was going to break the windows, because he started singing. And whoa, you know.
Amazing, yes.
And so, yeah, he's a great guy just to go watch him. But this is in Socorro.
Yes.
That's the difference people need to understand. San Elizario has been pretty much taken over with the genealogy group,
yes,
and they're doing 3 and 4 days at a shot. So that left Socorro as an opportunity for the Mission Trail Association. And this is like the second year, I think it is, or the third year. What a couple of years you've been doing this.
It's the second year. And while we have you here, we'd like to be able to thank the city of Socorro, who gave us a little bit of help this year funding this celebration. And so kudos to the city of Socorro. And they've just been wonderful and gracious to us in their generosity, and recognizing the importance of this commemoration, recognizing the importance of historical preservation, and recognizing the importance of our culture, our music, our arts. And so we're very proud to be able to partner with the city of Socorro on this commemoration.
Well, our Mission Trail in El Paso County starts with Isleta as you're going downriver, and Isleta is the first one you meet leaving El Paso. It's in El Paso. There's another one in Guadalupe over in Juarez. That's even older. But of the ones that are in America, the Isleta is first. Socorro was founded the next day, so they have one day that they're younger. And they're one day younger than Isleta.
Yes.
And then down in San Elizario, that is not a mission. It's a very rare Presidio chapel. So that makes up what is we call the Mission Trail. However, Socorro has never had the accolades that the others have had. Yeah. Isleta, look at, there's the Indian. The tribe is still there. They got a casino. Oh, it's not a casino anymore. But all that was going on over there. Yeah. And down in San Elizario, there's a whole town with a square and a museum. And Socorro pretty much just had the church.
Yes.
So now you're changing that.
We are. And we're focusing on Socorro, and we're bringing arts programs to Socorro, and we also are bringing Danzas Españolas they've finished two seasons now of shows at the La Cueva Theater, and we have flamenco dance and lots of wonderful music and poetry, Spanish poetry, and that is a twice a year event that's outside of the realm of this particular show that we're doing next week.
But you're bringing culture out.
Yes.
And we're going to talk more about that. When you need to take a break here at this point here, we're going to stop you and talk trivia. Have we covered the trivia?
No, we haven't.
Joe, you want to ask the question from another hour?
Yes. Can we push it into the next hour, maybe? Or, I mean,
the third hour?
No. The next break, because we really didn't cover it.
We could probably do that. And let's do this. In fact, I tell you what, if you want to go ahead and cover it right now. I mean, the questions would be, how many, I see what you got here. The questions are, let's make up some, tell you what, let's have the audience ask us some questions. No kidding. The first really good question that they ask us, we'll give them a Pepe's $20.
Oh, okay.
And then the second question, we'll give them a DVD.
There you go.
And what's that number?
Okay, it's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle and you need to get one before, I don't know, say Cinco de Mayo, you need to reach over and crank up the volume knob. This is the part of the commercial where the deep-voiced announcer tells you about the blowout sale at Rides Auto Group. He mentions how Rides is owned by the Barnett family, the same family that owns Barnett Harley-Davidson, and how Rides is just down I-10 at the Gateway exit. And while he drones on about how great the deals are and how little time there is left to get them, you think to yourself, this dude really has a deep voice, like crazy deep, like James Earl Jones and Sam Elliott had a baby deep. All of a sudden, your mind snaps back just in time to hear him say, so give us a call at 915-629-7433. The blowout sale at the Rides Auto Group. But hurry, because this sale will be over soon, and yes, the discounts are as deep as my voice. And then you think, how did he know I was thinking that? That is deep.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-3515. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515. 1-800-700-3515.
El Paso Live and iHeartMedia present El Paso's original craft beer event, the Sun City Craft Beer Fest.
Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd, Convention Center Plaza will host beer, live music, a sports bar, and liquor lounge, and more.
VIP guests get 10 samples of any of the 150 craft beers or ciders in the fest, a specialty VIP beer glass, pretzel necklace, plus hosted beers, a catered meal, and free oxygen bar session in the private VIP lounge.
Get your VIP tickets for Saturday or Sunday for $80 at the Sun City Craft Beer Fest. We'll see you downtown April 21st and 22nd.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Maybe take a long vacation. Bahamas, Maui, Paris. Maybe fill an entire pool with nacho cheese and have the world's biggest nacho party. Maybe get that tractor you've always wanted. Well, the Texas Lottery has paid out more than $21 billion to lottery winners. People who simply had a dream and bought a ticket. Lottery.com makes it even easier to play and track winnings. Download the Lottery.com app and get your first ticket for free. So go ahead, dream on. What would you do if you won? Go to Lottery.com to learn more.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here, 544-5876. If you have a question, ask us a question. If it's good enough, we'll give you a prize.
What yes.
Think about that, 544-5876.
Clue us.
Next week coming in here, we got 2 hours of the World War II Company E story from South El Paso. And the author of the book, Patriots of the from the Barrio, will be here. Dave Gutierrez is going to tell us all about that story. Plus, he's bringing in, I think he's got one survivor still and some children of other survivors from and World War II Company E. That's a heck of a story. Their commander was Chapin, and Mr. Chapin is the name of the high school out there in northeast El Paso. So wait till you hear that history. It's amazing stuff. April 28th, Preservation Month, coming in here talking about all kinds of stuff. The preservation people have got a whole month of May they're going to explain to us. May the 5th, Lincoln County War. Oh, what the heck was that all about? The Lincoln, and now the phones are going crazy. There's two of them lit up. There goes another one. But the Lincoln County War is on May the 5th, and it's a feud.
A feud.
And a feud turned into a war, and that's what made Billy the Kid famous.
That's right.
And you know Judge Marsh.
Mm-hmm. Marsh. Oh, he's a great guy.
He's going to come and explain that to
so
us.
So historic.
He is. He's a historic dude all by himself. May the 12th, more preservation events. And we're going to hear about one of the more historic families in El Paso, the Samaniego family. We're going to hear from Ricardo Samaniego about his family's long history here in El Paso.
On both sides of the border.
Everywhere, the whole valley here. May 19th, the Crest Collection. What is that? And we have one downtown in our museum.
That's right.
What do you got to talk about? Something important, Derek?
Well, we were talking about history lessons, and I've got the Harvey Girls of El Paso are going to be celebrating the 112th anniversary of the Harvey Girls and the Harvey House Restaurant in El Paso, and that's circa 1906 to 1948. And you're all invited to join the celebration on Sunday, April 22nd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the International Museum of Art down there at 1211 Montana. And you can meet Alan Afflett, who will talk on his role in the historic preservation of the restoration of the Fred Harvey locations in Winslow, Arizona, and in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And that'll be at 2 p.m., and then you can learn all about Albert Alvarez's pottery along the railroad and Harvey Girls' history in the Southwest. And this is all free. And if you'd like more information, call them at 751-3631. And then Club Friendship will meet Tuesday, April 24th at St. Paul's Methodist Church at 7000 Edgemere. And that's going to that's going to be 11 a.m., and their guest speaker is Bernie Sargent.
Bernie!
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, you getting lunch?
Oh, I know he's getting lunch for that one, and he's going to be talking about Wagons West, and the luncheon program is only $10, and visitors are welcome, but you must RSVP by April 19th to 591-2326.
Wear your boots for that.
That's
one.
Right.
And El Paso Corral of the Westerners, they're going to meet Friday, April the 20th, Holiday in El Paso on I-10. Sunland Park, and the program is Bronco Sue.
Bronco
Sue. Old West serial killer, or just unlucky in love.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's about, but Patricia Kidney knows. She's presenting it. Call her up, and it's a dinner, and it costs $20. 591-2326. Okay, you ready for some trivial people? No, this guy's not trivial at all. His name is Vince. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Vince.
I was
going to
say, Samaniego.
There you go.
There goes my head again.
I couldn't help it, man. Yeah. Okay. I got a tribute question for you guys.
Let's see if we give you a prize.
What is the name of the equestrian that the Camino Real is famous for?
You mean the man?
Yes. And
why
does he raise so many eyebrows? Why is he so controversial?
Oh, now that's that's subjective.
Yeah.
Don Juan Añate.
Oh, you got Melissa gets the prize. No, we have to give it to Vince.
All right.
We have to give it to Vince, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, Vince. Would you like a $20 Pepe's or a DVD?
Let's go with a DVD.
All right.
Okay, but why was he so controversial?
Well, that's the second one. He doesn't get that one. There's another caller on here.
Oh, that's right.
I'll let them answer. But
we're making this up as we go, right? Okay, Vince, you got yourself a DVD. What would you like here? We got how about Santa Lazario and the one for the Ghost Stories Volume 2?
Perfect. volume, in that one.
Oh, volume two is all about the ghosts in San Lazario. And you're probably awesome. Related to some of them, you know?
Right.
Uh-huh. All right, Vince, now, hey, what else is on your mind?
On my mind.
What else?
Yeah. Well, every morning I wake up early, put on a pot of coffee, and I watch KVIA TV, and they mention El Paso History Radio Show.
On Saturdays, yeah.
And the topics, yes. And then they also mention the host on there is Jackson Polk and Melissa Sargent.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of my favorite things to hear about on the El Paso History Radio Show is Melissa's history moment.
Oh, yeah.
It adds a lot of flavor to the show. Now, when I grew up listening to Leon Metz and all, and Jackson Polk.
And that other guy with him, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, the other guy. But, wow, this morning about the pigeons, I had no idea. Oh, I mean, wow. I've never eaten pigeon. I've had other fowl, but I don't know. I had no idea that pigeons were such a delicacy.
Well, now the pigeons are in trouble in your neighborhood, aren't they?
Right.
Let's go find out what that tastes like. Okay.
I always look forward to that history moment. Melissa, you do a great job with that.
Thank you for adding
that. Oh, and by the way, I've sat many times next to that microphone in your house where you produce those.
My little closet.
Whenever you guys have us over. Anyways.
You're near greatness when you do that.
I love that you guys are doing things in Socorro.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. San Elizario is very colorful and flavorful. But
and there's Socorro, a sweater.
Yeah, exactly. I remember in 1976 when they had the Bicentennial.
Yeah.
They had a lot of activity in Socorro, and I'm glad it's coming back.
Well, it's pretty simple because Socorro is underutilized as a place to do things. And the Mission Trail Association figured that out. So, all right, Vincent Sanchez, you got this thing. Go ahead. You want a DVD?
The second question goes to the next caller. And why was Don Juan de Oñate so controversial? And I'll hang up and I'll listen.
No, don't hang up. You got to get your prize. Talk to Shelley.
Okay, great.
Hold on. Thank you, Vince. Hold on there. Vince is on hold there, and Joseph is now on the air. Joseph, you can take that question. You can make up another one.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh, no. I called to make an announcement for Southwest University Motor Plant.
What is that?
It is the drag strip located off of exit 42.
Uh-huh.
And we are having our season opener today. Eliminations start at 5 o'clock. It's the new Southwest University Motorplex.
Is there a phone number somebody can call? And by the way, line two is ringing, Shelley. Okay, is there a phone number, Joseph, you have for us on the call?
Yeah, actually, we're on Facebook under Southwest University Motorplex.
Okay.
The number, all the information is on there on Facebook.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. You have a great day. And also, we didn't get anybody there on that one. So, and two is still ringing, Shelley. You never can tell who's on the phone here. We're going to take a break and come back and figure out what that's all about.
Okay.
But we owe Vincent a DVD of Ghost 2. Ghost 2, I took a psychic. Now, Shelby, you may or may not appreciate this, but then you may. I never know. But we took you get to the end of history, and they say, oh, there was a fire at the San Elizario jail and annex where the county records were all burned up. We have no idea what went on down there. Supposedly, Billy the Kid came down. So I said, well, what's left? So I said, I could get a psychic and go in there. And so the psychic wandered around in that jail, explained what Billy did, when he was there, what happened. And then she also started telling us all kinds of stories of people that were in the jail. What do you think of that?
I took a ghost tour one midnight at San Elizario.
Uh-huh.
The jail is definitely haunted. I had a... on my belt, I had a clip that was measuring the plasma energy given off by all of the historic figures down in San Elizario. So if you ever have an opportunity to take a ghost tour down in San Elizario, you will it's not a psychic. It's even better.
Well, you get it personally.
You get a personal.
You had your own meter.
Invite.
Well, see, I'm the kind of guy that where I need to do, I need to have a psychic point out where they are. And then you know what happened was? She was a woman and named Diana Calamia, very good at this. And so she said, I said, can you get in the jail? She says, do I need to? I said, well, let's see what happens. So she got in there for about 10 seconds, says, I can't do this anymore. The sorrow overcame her. And as she exited the jail, there was a ball of light that came out of the back of her head and went back in the jail. They were getting stuck on her.
Wow.
I think you're trying to... kind of pull a fast one on us?
I have video. I have video to prove. In fact, I didn't know
it's
this.
Right here.
Shelby, I did not know this happened until I saw it in the edit room 2 weeks later. I'm saying, the hell? It's in the video. We have it there if you wish to look at it.
There's been some weird things. I'm not a big believer myself, but at Concordia Cemetery, there were some things that happened. I was just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, but I leave an open mind. Let's put it that way.
We're about to take a break, but we have Benjamin on the phone. Benjamin wants to do trivia. Benjamin, what is on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wanting to see if anyone had answered the second question.
All right, why was Don Juan controversial?
I believe it was because of his inhumane treatment of the Indians. Is that correct?
I would classify that as
yes.
Right.
He was up at Acoma.
Well, at Acoma, he had cutting off feet or not, will that ever happen?
Yeah,
who knows? Yeah. Well, you know, Shelby, they never found anybody without a foot buried. And they never found any buried feet.
It was a controversial, yeah.
They never found evidence of this, but it didn't happen. So anyway, all right, Benjamin, you got that figured out. We have a Pepe's left, and we have DVDs.
Yeah.
Would you like a Pepe's?
I'll take the Pepe's, yeah.
Pepe's for Benjamin. Restaurant. What else is on your mind? Does that do it?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for all you guys do for the history. I just love listening to the show every Saturday.
Thank you a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for playing the game here. Here comes Shelly to tell you how to pick this up. And Shelly is the lady in there who takes the abuse from in here as well as out there and only puts the good stuff on the air. So we thank Shelly for doing that. And the man who is in charge of all of the electrons. is none other than 1, 2, 3, Sergio Valenzuela. Thank you very much for doing what you do, dude. Taking a break here, coming back in a moment. Call us if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards Program. Start saving on your very first fill and continue to save on every fill every day. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today.
Hello?
Mike, this is Norma Jean at Sergio Lewis Body Shop near the airport. Have you seen Sergio?
I'm expecting him in a few minutes to cut a new commercial.
I'm really worried about him, Mike. He really believes he's a poet. It's gone to his head.
There's plenty of room up there. Anyways, his poetry isn't that bad.
Will you please have him call the shop?
Sure, Norma.
That's Norma Jean, Mike. Gotta go.
Yee, she's feisty. Hey, Sergio, there you are.
Hey, Mike, I have this great new poem. Check this out, man. Sometimes even our darkest moments are enlightening. Hey, what's so funny, man?
nothing, Sergio, really. By the way, Norma Jean called.
Really? What did she want?
Oh, she was just telling me what a big fan she is of your poetry, Sergio. Sergio Lewis Body Shop at 3800 Admiral near the airport, where it's the customer's choice, not the insurance company's, and there's a lifetime warranty on all collision repair. 593-0191.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all. plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, guess what's going on this week only, are you ready? Only in El Paso, Inc.
A homegrown El Paso company has been sold for more than $100 million. I didn't tell you that was our company, Jackson. How they got the deal.
If it was, you wouldn't be sitting there. You'd
be out the door.
Also in El Paso, Inc., the entrepreneurs behind Crave and Malolam. Is that the name of a place? M-A-L-O-L-A-M. Those are, okay. They're opening something new, these people are. What is Electric Cactus?
Ooh. Craft Beer 101, everything you wanted to know about craft beer, but were afraid to ask.
This is El Paso's premier business journal, El Paso Inc. It's available for home and business delivery. You read the next one.
Okay. Visit ElPasoInc.com to subscribe or call 534-4422.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, after the news, changes at the border. Sunday Extra this week focuses on immigration, the border wall, National Guard coming to the border, and Sessions in Las Cruces. Guests are Adolfo Tejas, chair of the El Paso Republican Party, Ileana Holguin, chair of the El Paso Democratic Party.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or questions via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadion hosts. That's ABC 7 Extra Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
And that's why, Vincent, we should tell you, Vincent, that's why we get a promo on ABC 7.
That's right.
Every Saturday morning.
So it goes. Trade out.
Well, now we got the Mission Trail crowd in here. Now, this is something that really El Paso needs to take note of. The Mission Trail is one of the most interesting things in Texas that exists. And it was the original Mission Trail because it was the original Camino Real. Mm-hmm. And we have neither one of you were originally on the Oñate expedition, right?
No.
They look a little too young.
Neither one of you. However,
we might
have been. The original Oñate expedition was quite unusual. Donna Ramirez, tell us about, and Shelby McHugh is in here, and the president of the Historical Mission Trail Association, and you're the costumer for the pageantry.
I am.
Why do we have pageantry?
Well, it's nice to go and see what people wore in the day.
But he had pageantry.
Yes.
Oñate did.
That's true. That is true.
It's
yes.
Style.
Style. And, you know, the clothing at the time was very fancy. In fact, it was probably the time period when men's clothing was perhaps even fancier than women's. And so at the time, they would have worn many layers, even in the hot desert sun. They would have worn petticoats and lots of layers and jackets and things. And I try to use the pictures and the history and all of the information that we have. We know how these people dressed in the day. And it's sort of in a late Elizabethan style, but with a Spanish twist. And I try and costume the students that way. But I would think that they probably wore some traveling clothes, but then when we have our reenactment, there is a celebration that happens, a zarzuela, as we were saying, and I think at that time period, they may have changed their clothes and they may have put on something more fancy. So I like to imagine the costumes that way. And so you will see colorful costumes. You will see brocades and silks and that sort of thing.
What is it that they're reenacting?
They are reenacting the crossing and the arrival here on what is now American soil, and the fact that they made it and that they survived the journey, and they would have had a massive Thanksgiving, and they had a celebration and a zarzuela, and they found they had a feast, and it's all of the elements of a Thanksgiving feast. And they danced and they would have had a wonderful time. So I think it's when I want to costume this, I try to imagine what's going on in the time period, and I put these clothes on the students, and they look fantastic. We also dress Native clothes as well, so I have my boys and girls wearing Native costumes in the way we can best imagine that they were dressed, because we don't have lots of documentation way back on what the Natives were wearing, but we have pictures like from the 1800s, and we know more or less what the Natives would have been wearing at that time.
Onyate
as well.
Did not post on YouTube. He should have. Well, so what you're basically doing is recreating the first theater in America.
That's correct. The first theater in America.
Yeah, very interesting. And this is going to happen on the 22nd, and that's about 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
At
you're doing
p.m.
all-day celebrations, though, on that Sunday.
That's correct. And the 4 p.m. celebration is the reenactment that Mr. Estala, Mr. Joe Estala, puts on. And that's at 4 o'clock, and it's a wonderful show. We get great crowds, and we would love to see everyone out there.
People should come see the pageantry, the play, the reenactment, the history. They should just also stand there and watch Joe perform. He's amazing, Shelby.
Yes. Wait, Jackson, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Some of the exhibitors that we have El Paso Archaeology. We'll be having archery for kids to come out. The McGoffin Home will be out there. And, of course, we all know the history of the McGoffin Home.
We don't,
family,
but we're learning.
And, get this, Jackson, they will be teaching us how to make adobe brick.
Oh, I need to know that.
It's a must know.
I'm about out,
it's a
and
must
I need
know.
Some new ones.
The El Paso Museum History, El Paso Museum of History will have colonial artifacts. Bring the kids out. The El Paso Public Library will have a coloring book where they can be able to color those famous histories, historic characters from the era.
Anything to eat?
Yes, there will be something there to eat, I believe, from the Socorro Mission.
The kitchen itself at the church is providing our food, and it's wonderful. I can attest to the amazingness.
That you can go buy stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. We will also have Vaquero History by Rudy Avila. Parkland High School Fencing Club will be there from noon, around noon to 3 to teach fencing. Danny Frescas will be there to talk about salt commerce. We know that area was the side of course, the Salt War and all of that controversy. Salt commerce and the importance of salt to
our history. It was huge in the day, big in the day.
Of course, we have the Pebble Hills High School and Joe Estala's choir. So we've got Camino Real de Tierra Adentro will have a booth
there.
That's
the Carta people, we call them.
Yes, the Carta people.
Right.
And then there's even more. We will have Spanish guitarists from 1 to 3 from Hillsdale College in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Wow.
How can you possibly not be out there?
You got to go. And again, this is a Sunday.
And it's a free event for the whole family.
That's
free.
A great thing. Yeah.
The El Paso Railroad Club will be out there to talk about the history of the railroad. The International Water Boundary will be there to talk to us about water conservation.
Oh, they bring a big truck. They got an air-conditioned truck. That's a good thing to have.
And then the Friends of Rio Bosque, John Sproul, who does a wonderful, wonderful job with the wetlands. It's just amazing to go out there and take a tour from him. And so Rio Bosque will be out there as well talking about the wetlands.
Shelby McHugh, he is the president of El Paso's Mission Trail Association. And you have gotten your feet into the Rio Bosque yourself?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it amazing down there?
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Water changes the world, though, doesn't it?
Well, you might just, if you want to sum up what it is, how would you summarize what that is? It's a piece of the original valley that was once like that all over. El Paso was nothing but a bosque back in the day because the river would just kind of like wander out flat all over the place, and these bosques were everywhere. This is the last piece left.
If you do get a chance to take the tour of the Rio Bosque, and of course we would recommend it, but you can still see the old Rio Grande River channel and how it would have flown. Yes.
Well,
very interesting.
See, that's all kinds of history, but it's also preservation because that's a bird sanctuary now. It's all kinds of animals and wildlife and fowl and all that stuff. And so what is interesting is that El Paso was all like that at one point. Now it would turn into desert and dry out depending on the water. But when it would flood out in late April, usually it would flood when the snow melt in Colorado hit the fan. It would all show up here at once. Right. And it wouldn't, sometimes it would trickle down for, you know, a nice little trickle for weeks. Every once in a while it would just show up all at once. And it would flood the entire valley. Amazing stuff. Yes. That's a lot of history down there.
And tons of history.
We got more to talk about here, but we need to take one more break to make Sergio happy.
Yes,
are you almost happy in there? He's
always happy.
Almost happy. We're going to take one more break.
Especially happy when we leave.
Then he just put his feet up on the desk and drink a Coke. But instead of that, let's do a break here.
I think so.
Call us up. What's on Facebook
now? We're on Facebook. I'm about ready to put their picture up, but I have that map we were talking
about. Oh, the map
is
now up.
The map I told about the original Presidio, where now the historic district lies within the footprint of the original San Elizario Church, or the Presidio, and it shows the church and all. So it's really cool.
Here's a question for
the audience.
I still
haven't figured out where I found it.
Who drew it is the question.
I know it was late last night, so I was...
All right, ring us up if you have something very important to say.
Oh, please do. Yes, 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a word on fusion cuisine, where you mix one country's food with another one. I always call that stew, but whatever gets you to dessert. But whether you like a French vichyssoise with Thai chili oil, or you're more into the fusion of American burger and French fry, you'll save more for that meal at Motel 6. It's an intriguing mix of clean, comfortable, and low prices, or as we fusionistas call it, clicolo. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Maybe take a long vacation. Bahamas, Maui, Paris. Maybe fill an entire pool with nacho cheese and have the world's biggest nacho party. Maybe get that tractor you've always wanted. Well, the Texas Lottery has paid out more than $21 billion to lottery winners. People who simply had a dream and bought a ticket. Lottery.com makes it even easier to play and track winnings. Download the Lottery.com app and get your first ticket for free. So go ahead, dream on. What would you do if you won? Go to Lottery.com to learn more.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I just want to thank you, Melissa, for putting up this map, the Presidio of San Elizario. We have no idea who drew that.
I apologize. I got it late last night, and I didn't pay. There was no artist name on the map, but I forgot what website. I've been looking all during the show for it.
We're presuming it's accurate, but what they did, they took the city currently of San Elizario and the buildings and overlaid the original Presidio.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew where all those little parapets were and all that other
stuff. Brand new to me.
Interesting things there. We've got Shelby McHugh in here along with Donna Ramirez, and we've got someone on the phone named Sylvia. Sylvia, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
We are fine.
Oh, this is the Sylvia.
Yes.
But on.
The old one and only.
How's it going, lady? What's up?
Yes, please. I just wanted to check in with you all and to remind your listeners that the Mission Free Visitor Center, the association has its office at 9065 Alameda, which is also sponsored by the Sun Metro. They have given us a space there, so we man their visitor center for them. We are 100% volunteers in our organization. So our field trip guides, which is Mr. Joe Gutierrez, Jim Gutierrez, James Wright, Pat Lardizabal, these ladies and gentlemen are doing an excellent job with the field trips for the schools. So we encourage the teachers to call us in for field trips. This is very important for the schools to get all these children out here to learn about the El Paso's most historical buildings in our area.
That's great stuff you're doing there. And how do they, what's your phone number? How do they find you for a tour?
Yes, please, at 851-9997.
851-9997.
And if I can jump in, we do have an open house coming up on the 19th, Saturday, May 19th, honoring the May as the Historic Preservation Month. And it's there at the Mission Valley Visitor Center at 9065 Alameda. We'll be starting at 10 a.m., and we've got Joseph Longo giving a walking tour of the Isleta neighborhood. And at noon, which is going to be really beautiful, we've got Danzas Españolas right there on the patio, and they'll be doing a lecture on classical Spanish dance and guitar, and that's underwritten by MCAD, so we're very lucky to have them as well. So please come to our open house if you're available on May 19th.
Sylvia on the phone here is one of the main engines of your volunteer program, I think. Right, Sylvia?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we are all definitely 100% volunteers, and everyone is helping. We definitely need more volunteers. If you have at least one day a week or one day a month that you'd like to come and volunteer, it's a wonderful opportunity because you do get to meet visitors from all over the world.
And that phone number? Go ahead.
At 851-9997. We had the ambassador of Brazil come in.
Oh,
so that was a great surprise. We get people from all over the world. So please come and join us. And definitely on April 22nd at Socorro Mission for the birth of the American Southwest, the first Thanksgiving of 1598, starting 9 to 6, entertainment, food, and wonderful activities with our exhibitors that are going to be participating with us.
Sylvia, thank you for what you do. Mission Trail Association, thank you very much.
Well, thank you all for your help and your support, and we're looking forward to see you all there.
Thanks a lot.
Take care, Sylvia.
You take care easy.
Have a blessed afternoon. Thank you.
Same to you. And the last words here from the studio crowd here, Shelby and Donna.
Well, if we have people are able to buy Mission Trail or actually Mission license plates, and we should throw that in there.
Yeah.
The proceeds from the Mission license plate go to benefit the missions themselves. They help to preserve the missions, and the money goes straight to particular missions for their needs in preservation. And you can get these if you ever need to renew your license plate. You can get these online, or you can get them through the county tax office there on Socorro Road or at any tax office where you would be buying your plates.
I want some more plates.
Yeah,
no, I want Mission Trail
plates.
They're
not dinner plates.
I want to serve Mission Trail food on my plate. Shelby, we've got about 30 seconds left, dude. Are you okay with all this? This happening thing.
Yes, it's a great event that's coming your way, and so we want to see everybody out April 22nd, 9 to 6, for all the things that are going on. I've got a good friend on the El Paso County Historical Commission that says El Paso is the crossroads of North America.
And also
the hidden gem of the world. Anchored by El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez.
And
Jack Kerouac, in his novel On the Road, said that the El Paso Mission Valley is the valley of the world. So please come out and participate and enjoy.
And Texas history begins in El Paso because of that.
That's right.
Y'all, thanks for coming in. We'll see you out on Mission Trail. Melissa, next week?
Next week, we'll be here.
EPHistory.com for podcasts, the radio show. Thanks, Control Room. Everybody, I'll see you, Pepe's.
See you next week.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
NBC News Radio, I'm AP Harold. The United States warned Syria there could be more to come. America's ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
I spoke to the president this morning, and he said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded.
Haley doubles down.
The United States of America will not allow the Assad regime to continue to use chemical weapons.
She advises Syria not to call Donald J. Trump's bluff.
When our president draws a red line, our president enforces the red line.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie was asked about the strike's effectiveness.
You destroyed most of the infrastructure, 50%, 80%, or...
You can look at the map. You can look particularly at the Barzah site and make your own conclusions. I would say they had three buildings there and a parking deck, and now they don't.
And Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White defends American military...